Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Bob Freeman about the Festival of Trees happening in downtown Washington this Friday and Saturday for Relay for Life. Relay for Life of Washington County is something that we often hear about in the summertime, but the organization is doing something during this holiday season. Can you share what's going on?
Yes, we're going to have a Festival of Trees. And you ask, what's a festival of trees? We decorate trees that you can purchase. And we also have wreaths that are already decorated.
And where is this going to be?
It's going to be on the north side of the square at the KCTC building.
And does this then act as a fundraiser for Relay for Life?
Yes. We have minimal cost in this. Everybody donates the decorations that are on there and their talents of decorating. I think last year we raised $2,000, over $2,000 with this fundraiser, and this year we hope to do even better.
So if somebody doesn't want to decorate their own tree, they can get one that's already decorated.
Yes, and we have some wonderful theme trees. We had Iowa State, we had the Cubs, we had the Hawkeyes, the Cardinals, and then we had some color themes also. So they weren't all sports ones. It was a good variety there.
And did I also hear that there are some decorations or wreaths?
Yes. We'll have wreaths that are decorated. We're also selling live wreaths that we'll deliver after the event.
So how do people then place an order or bid on one of these trees?
We'll have a price on it, and they can come in and purchase it, and then we'll put a for sale sign on it. We'd like to leave it. We'd like to have them pick it up on Saturday, if all possible. If somebody lives out of town and they purchase one, we'll let them take it with us so they don't have to make a trip back.
And where did this idea come from? This is the second year?
Yes, it is. There's a gentleman in our group, and he came up with the idea, and he thought he had been to one before, and he said, you know, we really ought to try this. And so he was supposed to help me, but he didn't. it's a great event. It's a lot of fun. I mean, if you just want to come in and get ideas, it's worth that.
And it's a great way to start the holiday season.
Yes.
And can you tell us a little bit about Relay for Life in Washington County and what all of that encompasses for those who may not be familiar?
We raise money for the American Cancer Society. And one of my goals, I'm on the committee, one of the goals is to change our culture. You talked about the summer events that you heard then. I want to make it a year-round fundraising event. And Our team is called Prairie Power, and we do events just about every week. We skip very few weeks. We have quite a few members, so not everybody's involved in each one of those. But our goal this year is to raise $30,000 for our team. So,
and how did you get involved with Relay for Life?
4 years ago, we lost a daughter to cancer. And nothing has affected me as much as that has. And it really drives me to do the things that I do for the American Cancer Society and for Relay of Life for Washington County.
And do you have any advice for families who may be in a similar situation during the holidays?
Yes. We have an 800 number that you can call the American Cancer Society and their support groups. I'll put my number out there. You know, if someone's having trouble over the holidays, you can call me. And I don't have any answers. I'm just a good listener. And I can listen to what you're thinking and feeling. And I can tell you when it's normal and when you need to get help.
And again, can you remind us when and where the Festival of Trees is this weekend?
Okay. On Friday, it'll be from 3 to 8, and then on Saturday, it'll be from 9 to 1.
That's been today's Washington Page with Bob Freeman, speaking about a festival of trees happening this Friday and Saturday in downtown Washington as a fundraiser for Relay for Life. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.